Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The White House has somehow created an impressive amount of five-alarm fires over the past few weeks and now is having trouble putting any of them out. I want to walk you through the day of the White House because not only is Marjorie Taylor Greene saying, Trump is destroying states' rights, but every single Trump official that goes on TV is then asked about Elon Musk and the fight in the White House. At the same time, the National Guard being deployed into LA has almost every Trump member scrambling to try to figure out how to defend it, and they just keep repeating, law and order, law and order. And then finally, every single trade deal that Trump tried to make with every other country is falling through. I know that was a lot. I know I just listed like five separate things, but I'm trying to paint a picture of multiple fires that Trump is having trouble putting out, and I think I can build on that picture. Let's start with Mike Johnson immediately being asked about Elon Musk when he hops on ABC.
You had been texting him, trying to get a hold of him. Had you actually had a phone conversation with him since this happened yet?
Not since Monday of last week. The president used the word disappointing. I think that's right. We were disappointed, surprised. I'd had a lot of great interaction discussion with him about the One Big Beautiful Bill to make sure that he had accurate information, because I was concerned that, people were telling him things that just simply weren't true. And look, Elon's number one responsibility is to save his company. The president and I have the responsibility of saving the country, and that's what this bill does, and we're really excited and proud of this product.
Saving this country from what? The working class ever having a chance of retirement? Saving this country from vulnerable people who just want to be able to live a safe life and have a safety net beneath them? What do you mean saving this country?
And we're going to get it delivered.
What do you make of him not even calling you, though? I mean, this is...
He's got a lot going on, all right?
He's got a lot going on, like drug use, bladder problems, multiple companies falling through, multiple boards trying to push Elon Musk out. I'm not trying to be snarky and just endlessly put them down, but MAGA Mike Johnson can't just hop on TV and downplay the past week of this. Mike Johnson and Elon Musk were uniquely close during all of this. They were always seen walking around. We know they texted and were in group chats, kicking their feet and playing with their hair. We know that Donald Trump and Elon Musk were incredibly close. They were saying he's a genius, and now they're kind of trying to dodge and say he's this unstable man.
And I do as well. But we exchanged text messages back and forth.
What did he say in those text messages?
Well, one of his chief concerns is about spending. And I said, Elon, the spending categories in this bill are in two limited areas. It's border, which we promised the American people that we would do, and it's defense. And he knows very well how important those investments are right now. Everything else in the bill is about historic savings and tax cuts for the people. And
the tax cuts are also a loss of revenue for the government. That's the problem here. It's the art of misdirection with Mike Johnson, but let's go over to the clown Caroline Leavitt immediately being asked about Elon Musk body checking Besant. Every single person that went on the air today during their carpet bombing barrage of propaganda was asked about the same thing.
Where his heart is and where his priorities are. But, you know, Caroline, right. The Washington Post reported after speaking with Steve Bannon that Elon Musk aggressively body checked Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent in the White House. We're all trying to figure out what happened here and how come this got to this level. What happened? Did he body check the Treasury Secretary?
Notice how Caroline Leavitt does not deny it. She calls it a healthy disagreement. Just notice.
The White House?
Well, look, when this story originally broke, I said from the podium that there have definitely been healthy disagreements amongst the cabinet and Elon Musk. There were times in which they got frustrated with one another, but I think...
What a downplay. What the hell? This is like an abusive relationship. I'm not saying that to be insensitive, but if somebody hits someone, you said, you know, there are times when there are fights and healthy disagreements. No. Body checking someone in the halls of the White House. In the middle of a drug-fueled binge, because you have a disagreement about policy and who Daddy Trump is going to choose, that is not normal.
That really speaks to the heart of this cabinet and the president's team, that they can have these robust disagreements and then still come together.
I'm so sorry. The fact that they can have these robust disagreements. She's calling a body check in the hallway and almost a fist fight a robust disagreement. Yeah, you know what? We need more robust disagreements it reminds me of when I was out at the bar with my friends, and we got in a little bit of a, you know, a tiff with another group, and three people ended up in the hospital. But it was like a healthy, you know, robust disagreement, more about policy discussions. It wasn't actually like a fist fight in the parking lot.
to do what's right for the people they are serving. And you saw when President Trump graciously sent Elon Musk back to his companies, Secretary Bessent was there in the Oval Office, along with Secretary Lutnick and Stephen Miller.
It seemed more of like a humiliation ritual rather than some good faith attempt to have Elon Musk, you know, leave, because the next day everything blew up even more. Now, I want to pivot a little bit, but not really, because Elon Musk's main concern is about the deficit, is about the debt. So, of course, Rand Paul immediately starts talking about that because he also disagrees with Trump. We have Republican senators that refuse to pass this bill, and a lot of them are using Elon as a justification now, which is a problem for Trump.
What I've proposed every year for the last 10 years is a penny plan budget, and it cuts a little bit of everything. But by cutting a little bit of everything, you don't have to cut as much of specific things. Okay. So initially, 5, 6, 7 years ago, we could cut 1% of everything, all entitlements, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, in real numbers. You would spend 1% less than you spent this year, and you could balance in 5 years. But when the pandemic spending came, when they shut down the economy and gave everybody free checks, now at these levels, it takes about a 6% cut each year for 5 years. Across the board works, but if you take Social Security, Medicare, and most of Medicaid off the table, you really don't change things materially. So if the deficit's going to be $2.2 trillion every year for the next 10 years, and you cut $150 billion dollars a year, which is what the big, beautiful bill is going to do, you still have over $2 trillion a year. You're still adding $20 trillion over 10 years. It's unsustainable.
He's calling it unsustainable. And then, while all of this is happening, Hassett, one of the trade representatives, hops on TV and can't even answer for the current trade war that Trump started, but didn't really start because the courts held it up and now other countries aren't responding, but he actually is keeping it going, apparently.
The Federal Reserve, who said the rules are really unclear and business leaders need certainty. When will they get that certainty from the administration?
Right. Well, you can be certain that there's going to be some tariffs and this.
What an absolutely terrible answer. Certainty that there's going to be tariffs, we don't know when or what percentage or for how long or targeted where. That adds more uncertainty. That is an answer that is wrapped in uncertainty, you absolute idiot.
Stuff that folks have been saying that's going to happen to tariffs is inconsistent with what you and I have talked about before, Margaret. So what's going on, right, is that we've had a trade deficit with China forever and ever because they just want to sell stuff here so that they create jobs in China and help control their government so people are unemployed, that it's harder for a dictatorship to run. And so the point is just that if we put a tariff on them, then they're going to bear the tariff.
The Federal Reserve.
And you also see this chart right here. Does Trump have a clear plan for tariffs and trade? Most people, most Americans think he does not have a plan because he doesn't. Americans can be perceptive, quite perceptive, especially when the president is playing games. So I just want to loop back to what I was saying at the beginning of this. Trump has started multiple fires at once, and I'm saying that just objectively. If you look at what's happening, he's got a bill that passed through the House, but now Elon is trying to tank it in the Senate, and it seems like it works. There's a coalition of senators who say, we can't get the bill passed in this form. While that happens, Elon is attacking him regarding the Epstein files. Trump tries to draw a distraction by sending the National Guard in, but even the people on TV can't answer for that. Marjorie Taylor Greene, let's watch this one. She's mad at the bill because of states' rights. Everybody is mad.
You thread the needle, you know you're going to have changes from the Senate. I mean, are you willing to take this to the mat and blow up President Trump's agenda over it?
I will never blow up President Trump's agenda because I campaigned more than any other member of Congress for years by his side all over this country. I defended President Trump when a lot of my colleagues walked away and turned their back on him. So I'm for President Trump's agenda. However, President Trump never campaigned on destroying state rights.
He
never campaigned saying he wanted to be like China, which would tie his citizens in state's hands. And
she's saying he's trying to turn the country into China. If you don't know, you know, this is funny. The main gripe that Marjorie Taylor Greene is talking about here when she says destroying states' rights, She's not even talking about sending the National Guard into California. She's talking about an AI clause in this bill that says states can't dictate their own AI laws, which we can have a healthy conversation about that. I think there's actually good arguments to be made that that clause should be left out and states should be able to dictate their rights there. But she doesn't even care about Trump overriding Governor Newsom and sending the National Guard into California. How about that for federalism or a violation of states' rights? I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the work that we do, drop a like, subscribe. I love all of you. See you in the next one, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.